This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. A year ago, Harnett County began to treat some veterans charged with crimes a little bit differently. The program is called Veterans Treatment Court. Carol Jackson has more.
Under different circumstances, Tommy Reeman could have been charged with a DUI when he got drunk and drove into a tree. But because he's a veteran, he was eligible for a special program, one designed to give him support rather than punishment. But we need to back up. This chapter of Reeman's story actually starts in Iraq, 2003.
Before the war started, we were in Iraq calling in airstrikes, displacing these forces. And, I was 21, 22 years old, and, you're on top of the world. We were in a three-vehicle convoy of eight guys, and we were ambushed by, a large enemy force, got hit with three RPGs, three IEDs, and a hail of SMARM gunfire. And we were being suppressed by the enemy fire, so I used my body as a shield to protect my gunner. Was shot in the arm, the chest, and took 11 pieces of shrapnel to my body.
Even though he was severely injured, Tommy Reeman kept fighting that day.
We were ambushed a second time by about 15 more insurgents. We engaged them until they were silenced, and all eight of us survived and made it home.
For his exceptional courage, Sergeant Reeman was awarded the Silver Star. And like so many other Americans who have volunteered to defend us, he has earned the respect and the gratitude of our entire country.
That's President Bush recognizing Tommy Reeman at the State of the Union address in 2007. Around that time, Reeman was chosen to be a part of the America's Army Real Heroes program, an effort from the Army to showcase heroic soldiers. His face was featured on the cover of an Xbox 360 game, his image modeled onto a toy action figure. But inside, Reeman was troubled. In 2010, Reeman redeployed to Iraq, but one night he spent hours with his gun in his mouth, contemplating pulling the trigger. His roommate took him to the Combat Stress Center. He got some help in the short term, and he completed his tour. But when he got home, things didn't improve. Several friends and family members died in Iraq and at home. He was racked with guilt over his failed marriage. He was on a lot of medication, drinking too much. When his girlfriend left him, he snapped.
And I wrote a goodbye letter to my kids, letting them know that I loved them more than anything. And leaving them is not what I wanted to do, but I felt like that's all I could do to make their life better, because they would be better off without me. And so I got into a truck. It was raining, so it was set up perfectly, that it would just look like an accident. And I got up to speed and just closed my eyes and right into the tree. And I opened up my eyes and I'm looking around and I was just pissed off. I couldn't believe I was still here. And then I realized, holy cow, I just tried to kill myself.
This is how Tommy Reeman got to Veterans Treatment Court. Reeman could have been charged with a DUI and gone to jail. Instead, Tommy acknowledged his guilt, and with the blessing of the district attorney, he was assigned to this first-of-its-kind program in the state. There's substance abuse and mental health treatment assistance, as well as regular hearings with a judge. One of the most powerful parts of Veterans Court is being paired with a mentor. Tommy's is George Williams.
What's happening, man?
What are you doing?
Oh, just watching the news.
Williams is a Vietnam vet, a Green Beret, highly decorated. He's got a huge handlebar mustache, and his smile fills the screen when they connect on FaceTime.
George, did you see that the last active duty Vietnam veteran just retired?
I did.
That's cool. He should be the action figure. I mean, this guy, he has the warmest, kindest heart, the coolest mustache, and just somebody you respect instantly. He's somebody I'd go to war with, and he's somebody I could think of and not want to let down.
I'm really proud of you, Tommy.
I'm proud of you too, George. I appreciate you.
Tommy Reeman recently completed all of the Veterans Court program requirements.
All right. These veterans who have been to the tip of the spear to ensure our freedom will be duly recognized.
He filed into the courtroom along with five others. Were this a criminal court, there might be a severe talking to from a judge. Instead, he was honored for his completion of the program and for his service.
Staff Sergeant Jeffrey Tommy Reeman, 82nd Airborne, Virginia National Guard, Silver Star, Purple Heart, two tours in Iraq, Kosovo.
During the ceremony, the judge came down from the bench and stood directly in front of Riemann and then saluted him. After his suicide attempt, Tommy lost his job and his home. Now, a year later, he works with Charlotte Bridge Home, an organization that helps veterans regain their footing.
Helping veterans, I love being there for them. This is the most rewarding thing of anything I've done. This is probably my most proudest time in my life.
Tommy Riemann is now trying to expand the Veterans Court model in North Carolina. He'd like to establish one in Charlotte, where he lives and works. Carol Jackson, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.